tide has turned inside in the self to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
That's all right. All right, that's one way to end a show. Okay, my predecessors are walking out. No, actually, you're going to sit here and listen. Okay, at the top of the hour here, it's 2 minutes past 11 o'clock. This is Radio Zeke. My name is Zeke Duckworthy. Today I've got a wonderful live studio guest. I'm going to do a couple things at the top of the hour like you are supposed to. Let's start with this. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts University Freeform Radio. And I will start with, let's see, what do we want to play here? It's a nice, okay, how's about this one here? Food safety. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's try this again. We got to bring up. Okay. Let's try this again. Here we go.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
All right, cardinal rule, no dead air. So I'm just going to pop right in. Our guest in studio today is Sonny Jim Clifford. Let's hear something from you.
How you doing, man?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's keep going.
Here I am.
There you are. Okay, so you're on mic three over there.
Yeah.
Okay,
I got
good.
Another one pointed at an area.
Yeah, all right. So, actually, hold on. Wait a minute. Try that again.
Which one?
yeah, keep talking.
The crotch mic or the... Oh.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so you're three and four.
Yeah. That's...
Okay, there you go. All right. Sonny Jim is a local legend, I would say, in the Boston area. We're going to lead in. I would think that I can give you the high accolade deservedly. I'm going to call you Blues Man.
All right.
All right.
Because I tiptoe around that one myself.
No, no. I've been hyping this, and I said we got a blues man coming in today, and I think you have more than earned that.
Well, thank you.
There are those in town who I believe you've been referred to in the Globe as the the second best harp player in New England. Is that
number
right?
Number two. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't bother you at all, does it?
No, I was actually gonna get a like an engraving of a little picture of a turd and get it on my harmonica case.
No. Okay, that's actually a legal word on radio. We know.
I know.
That. We've had this discussion before. But,
yeah, I got to tiptoe around a whole.
Yeah,
lot
no, that's
words.
All right. That's all right. Okay, see, that's a legal word. Okay, I'm going to lead in with a little bit of old school blues here. This would be, hold on, let's see, I want this one here. Fairfield 4 off the classic soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
You got to go to the Lonesome Valley.
Fairfield 4 right there off the great T-Bone Burnett produced soundtrack. I've got a guest in studio today, Sonny Jim Clifford. He is known far and wide, not just in the Boston area. Where were you just on tour?
I started out in Pittsburgh and worked my way back up to New York City, then into Connecticut, and found my way back here somehow.
Now, I improperly identified, or I should say misidentified, your instrument. I said it was not a resonator guitar, but as I look at it now, I can clearly see it is a resonator guitar, but it is made out of the same gauge steel that an old school garbage can would have been made out of.
Yeah, it's nothing fancy. You can kind of hear stuff rattling around inside it and all that.
Let's hear something. All right, what are you going to play for us?
This is an old Blind Boy Fuller tune, or my best... can't say that word.
Yeah. My, my improper side of the sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
My wrong way version of an old Blind Boy Fuller tune. I came up with this music a while ago and was going to get around to writing my own lyrics for it, but it turns out Blind Boy Fuller's words sound a little better.
All right, and what's the name of the song here?
Weeping Willow.
All right, here we go.
Pound me a bulldog. Paul Joe. Just watching you while I sleep. Send her hurry home. Seem happy. Won't you tell I send her hurry home? Haven't had any love since that gal.
Yeah, I would say that's a killer rendition right there.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, well, tell me, what possessed you, and I'm going to use the term possessed in the same sense that they use it down the crossroads, to take up the blues? And how long have you been carrying this weight?
Well, I don't think I picked up the blues so much as I picked up music, and, you know, I guess... when I was like in elementary school, I lived pretty far away from all my friends, and it was either I could go hang out with them after school and not be able to get home, and their parents figured out pretty early on.
You're Jamaica Plain born and bred, or Alston born and bred.
Yeah, like I was saying though, the parents figured out pretty quick it was a bad idea to let me stay at the house, so it was either sleep on the street or find something to do at the house. So I got to. Guitar at my own house and started messing around with it.
How long have you had this guitar that you're playing now?
I've had this since roughly late 2007, early 2008.
So about closing in on 10 years.
Yeah.
And the harp. Now, you play harp. Obviously, people talk about Little Walter, but you're not playing Little Walter style.
No. I mean, every once in a while, I mean, not right now because I'm, you know, I got the neck rack and stuff on.
Yeah.
In other bands, I do sort of cop some of his licks and stuff like that, but... you know, with this kind of music, you can't.
My name is Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke. It's about 17 minutes past 11 here in Boston. I just want to say hello to all the folks who I know are listening in Kiel, Germany, and in Chester, England, and in Manhattan Beach, California, and in Chicago, and Nashville, and Austin, Texas, and, of course, all the folks who are picking up our broadcast signal right here in the blessed city of Somerville. Actually, we're kind of on the Somerville-Medford line. I think I might be sitting literally right on the line here, looking at the Tufts University campus. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Radio. In studio with me today is a Boston native, yeah, definitely a native, Sonny Jim Clifford. Now, you were just on tour, and you can give me the radio-friendly version of the Troubles.
I don't know if there is a radio-friendly version.
Well, you got back alive.
Yeah, I did. That's the radio-friendly version in and of itself. But, I mean, the cool part, it wasn't my music I was touring with. It was a really great band that, unfortunately, I don't think is available in the WMFO archives. But a really, really cool band called Starlit Strangers.
Yeah.
Who are just absolutely like jaw-droppingly amazing, and hopefully they'll be coming to Boston soon. But
well, it's hopefully. You have a show coming up?
Me personally?
I know you play up in Manchester, because you've been talking to me about that. But
yeah,
where else are you going to play around?
I think the next thing I do have coming up is Saturday at a unspecified address, which I guess people are going to have to get in touch with me to find out. Where it is.
Is there a way that they could do that?
Yeah, if you just find me on Facebook or whatever or something.
All right,
you don't have to like the page to send me a message, by the way, too, so don't think I'm like, you know, promoting myself.
Okay, and that is Sunny, as in sunshine.
No, S-O.
As in Sun House.
Or Son of.
Okay, all right,
my dad is also a Jim.
All right,
Son
so,
of Jim.
All right, you know? So Sunny Jim Clifford on Facebook, and you can... and I strongly recommend that you do, in fact, pick that up. Let's see. You want to do another one here? What do you got?
I'll pull something out of a word I can't say.
Yep. All right. Tell me what it is so I can put it into our playlist here.
This is one I don't really play out too much, and I might not do a very good job of right now. This is a song I wrote called Tuning.
And Soundcheck.
This is a tune called Water Barons, at the moment, anyway. So I can't hear myself or I'll freak out.
Tasty indeed. That's nice. You wrote that.
That would be me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I'm going to have to correct the spelling on some of the stuff because I've got you as Sunny, meaning sunshine, but I'll fix that all up. Yeah, that's some tasty stuff. Now, you are one of the people in this town, and Boston is a town that kind of punches above its weight, musically speaking. I think you can fairly say there's a lot of good players around here. There's a lot of good shows.
A lot of bad ones too.
Well, there's a lot of bad ones too, but you know, you don't have a scene if you don't have both good and bad, right? And that goes for you know, the emotional content too. I mean, you know, music is, everybody wants to pretend that music is just you know, all musicians get along and it's all kumbaya. Well, that's kind of bull, and you know, it's a competitive field in a way, and people want to like lay down a track that everybody else says, well, man, how do you do that? And everybody wants to gig out. One thing that I have seen, one thing I would say is that you're all over this town. I mean, you know more people than pretty much anybody I know of any age. I can pull a name out of my hat and you'll say, oh yeah, I toured with them, or I'm on his record, or yeah. I mean, people of different genres. I mean, Allison Callery, who is down from Providence, you know her.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever played together though.
You know Haunt the House?
Yeah.
See what I mean? I mean, this is like a different world, and yet, you know, now, one of the guys who's been playing around here, who you've talked about a little bit as an influence or as a mentor, would be Big Jack Ward.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, what can you say? Tell me about him.
Oh, he was just, I mean, he's just like one of those guys. It's hard to talk about Big Jack Ward without saying a Big Jack Ward quote, and I don't think there's any of those that are safe for the radio.
Nonetheless.
The guidelines. But he's just, I don't know, he's just one of those guys. I met him when Smokin' Joe's was still a place.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my guitar.
That's all right. There.
When Smokin' Joe's was still a place, so I used to hang out there a whole lot, and he'd be there, and he kind of like took a liking to me, I guess, because he's the one who introduced himself, or he didn't introduce himself. Like he came up and started talking to me, and someone came up to me and was like, "Do you know who that is?" And it turns out it was Big Jack Ward, who, you know, plays rhythm guitar for Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, who used to play for Muddy Waters, and Big Jack himself like plays all over the place all the time. And we became like close friends, and he told a whole lot of stories, and you found you could like learn more about like music and not just as an art form, but also as a way of life and a way to make a living. You could learn more about all that from listening to him tell one stupid story than from any lesson or article or book or any amount of books that you could possibly read.
Yeah.
Just like a wealth of knowledge and always a dirty joke. You know, he's just one of my favorite people in the world.
Now, this is Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke on WMFO 91.5 Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In studio with me is Sonny Jim Clifford, blues man extraordinaire from this very town. Not Somerville, Medford, per se, but the broader
general
town.
General area.
Yeah, general area. I saw you play down at the along the river. What was the name of that place, that secret show? It was
it was the old, it's the Shakespeare in the Park stage. I forget the name of the park. Yeah, I think that's actually getting there. The stage was like abandoned and falling apart. I think a friend of mine Galen might actually be trying to get that like back up and operating this year.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool performance. It was one of these secret pop-up shows, which you're in favor of course.
Yeah, that was.
And there was no electricity down there that night.
No, none whatsoever.
So, and it was kind of an ambush show, meaning there were no lights. It were about, I'd say, 20 people sitting in the
something like that.
Yeah, in the seats which are down there, and it was a great show. That was a goodbye show forever for who was that?
Was that Mike? Was that Mike Kerr's goodbye show?
No, it was a gal and a guy, and she had moved on. And
yeah, that was Mike Kerr and Megan Knowles. Yeah,
what was the name of their band?
What was it called?
They were outstanding. They were great.
I always just thought of them as Mike and Megan. I can't remember what they were such great people too. They used to play the Haven a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is as I say, it's a whole musical education, and part of doing music in this town is going out and supporting, you know, people. It's okay to go see a big act. I'm going to go see Joe Pug. I'm going to go see Laura Marling, you know, and you know, I've seen bigger acts than that, but like for my money and or lack of money, I would say I'd prefer to go into an open mic and listen to people just lay it down. So there's a bunch of good places you can do that. You can go to Terry O'Reilly's tonight up in Newton Center, or The Haven, which you can play at after Terry O'Reilly's if you're really like a glutton for punishment. I know you're not like a super fan of what went down at the Lizard, which is maybe coming to an end or maybe not.
Yeah, it just wasn't quite my room, you know. Right, like, I'm not here to.
Yeah, or Passim is, you know, again, these are places I've played, and everything has its own flavor. You played Gulu Gulu, right, up in Salem?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the place that you like to play up in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Oh, I play the Shaskeen up there a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's a great room. Really amazing meatloaf at the Shaskeen.
And, very important.
It's really, if you're trying to book a gig, you know, you're going to want to eat when you get there.
Yeah, actually, the last time I saw you was on Sunday night. We were at the 6B Lounge. I had to leave. You came in, so I couldn't listen to your set. How was your set?
It was probably forgettable. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Imagine. Okay. Again, you know, you're talking to somebody who does music all the time, and I would say music is your living, right? You don't do anything else.
I don't really do anything else. Not that I'm making much of a living, but it's
that proves that you're an actual musician. you've been a sideman on a whole bunch of different albums and things. Anything that springs to mind?
Well, I mean, my favorite thing I ever did was a band called Coyote Kolb, which I was with for about 6 years. It's the longest amount of time I've spent with any one human that I wasn't related to.
They have a record out?
We put out 3 albums over the time I was with them. The last one was just an EP, and I still think that one, what was it called? It was called Let It Show.
I'll see if we can find that at some point. You want to play something else right here?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get something out. I think
what do we got?
Be a good idea to...
You want to switch to the banjo?
Yeah, something, because I'm going to have to retune this guitar if I'm going to play anything else.
Okay.
Everyone wants to listen to that.
Okay, so we got a banjo tune coming up here. It's 11:30. Radio Zeke and Sonny June Clifford.
I just got this banjo, so...
You just started playing banjo, too, didn't you?
A little while ago, yeah.
Yeah. This really gets my goat, man. You know, some people just pick up. The next thing, you're going to start flying around the room, or, you know, like fixing things with your, you know, steely Superman eyes and causing them to burst into flame. I just picked up this banjo. Okay, go ahead. Make me sad. Play something.
Well, I mean, I literally picked that. I walked home from Walpole the other day to get this banjo.
You walked from Walpole?
Yeah, well, I took an Uber to Walpole, and that was really expensive, so I decided I'd walk.
That's like 20-something miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Go ahead.
Home around midnight.
Yeah, all right. Carrying a banjo.
Yeah.
This is, all you listeners, this story is true. He's not making this up. I know this to be, okay. What do you got?
This is another tune of mine. Probably not going to be very good, because my rule is I don't tune the banjo to anything. I let it tune itself, so my voice and this banjo are not going to get along too well. But this is a tune called Young Jack, and it's about the dilemma about whether or not I'm physically attracted to the concept of capitalism.
All right, go ahead.
This banjo is fretless, so there's some sloppiness in there as me getting used to how that works.
Yeah, that's you're in touch, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people that play perfect notes, and then there's a lot of people that are hackers like me. But then there's people that can play, and it's not perfect, but it's better that way, you know, because you don't want to hit the, you know. Now that's, what is that, claw hammer style?
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of, well, in the classical world, they would call that temperament. You know, the when you tune, you don't tune exactly to the note. You tune off like one cycle, two cycles.
Yeah,
you know,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
away
one
from
cent,
words.
20 cents down. You know, would be the classic way of describing it. So, which is, you know, a couple of degrees percentage off. And of course, any kind of stringed instrument that's made out of wood is going to bend when you play it. And when you press on the strings, they're going to go out of tune. So you never get it. You know, the temperament is all about how you relate to the living instrument. And then your voice relates to the living instrument. All right, let's geek out a little bit here. So you got a fretless banjo.
Yeah.
You're playing clawhammer on the resonator guitar over there, which is a Republic. What is that, like from the 30s, 40s?
The Republic? No, that was probably made like a year or two before I bought it.
Oh, so pretty new.
Yeah. Republic's a pretty new company, but it's all like American made.
Yeah, well, that's important. Where, you know, where it's from?
I don't know. They got a website. If you can't afford a national but want to fork some amount of money over there, they're pretty good. I got mine really cheap, though. I think it was about like $200-$300 I ended up paying for it, which is...
What do you have that thing? Now you have to tune up and down, but in general, the stuff that you played before is what, some sort of like dadgad type tuning?
That was open D, so it's D, A, D, F sharp, A, D. And then the one right after that was D minor, so the F sharp's just taken down to an F.
Okay, let's play something here off of YouTube. This is a young lady who in the general concept of like, I can't pull anything out that you don't know about. We were talking the other night. This is a woman whose name is Christine Pazuki, but she is only, as far as I know, available on YouTube. And you can't find her by her name, but you can find her with her YouTube channel name, which is I Play Banjo Now, no spaces. And she is a real fine player. You and I were talking about this. You said you actually learned...
I learned a couple tunes from watching her play. I think a lot of the Piedmont type picking, which I...
Right, you know, she's got a great voice, too. I could see you guys, like, as an act, you know? all right, here we go. Okay, so this is... I Play Banjo Now, doing the classic and really unknown Geeshy Wiley song, Last Kind Word Blues. Thank you. that's the Geechee Wiley song, Last Kind Words Blues, covered by a mysterious chanteuse out of more or less the Albany area. I think she played out once. She's got about, you know, her YouTube videos have, you know, hundreds of thousands of views. I think that one has 70,000, something like that. She's pretty highly regarded. All right, so we're coming up. It's 19 minutes now before the noon hour. This is Wednesday, so that means we're almost... I hate using this this overused phrase, but we're almost over the hump here, folks. You know, another few minutes, and hopefully we will ease you into the sunnier side of the week as you approach the weekend where you get to do your thing. You're listening to Zeke Duckworthy. That would be me. And Sonny Jim Clifford.
That's me.
Yeah, there he is. On 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. Sonny Jim has been playing a few of his songs and a few covers. I see you have picked up your banjo again, almost as if you're threatening to play it again. Is this true?
I'm sure I'm more just didn't put it down because I was kind of thinking about something.
I'm just gonna, you know, I'm asking, most of what you're playing, even if you've just written it, is clearly inspired by what I would call, you know, the pre-electric stages of, you know, like before Muddy Waters, maybe.
I mean, there's that, but I mean, my primary influences are like the Dead Kennedys and Black Flag, which is a thing.
Walk you out with one of those, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
So before you started doing this, what DKs?
Was it
Holiday in Cambodia?
Oh, that, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can play that. We got that.
Yeah, man.
why don't you play something while I cue up Holiday in Cambodia, and then we can figure out.
Okay. Oh, man, actually, I don't know how vulgar it is. I can't. It's been so long. That Jello Biafra solo song, Plastic Jesus, you know that one?
I think that one might be here. Let me.
I love that tune.
All right, we might have to go with Holiday in Cambodia. Okay. But you understand why. There's certain rules. We don't want them to lose their...
We don't want to get you fined or kicked off the airwaves.
Well, we don't want... I'm disposable.
Which is why I'm surprised I'm here.
Yeah, no. You're doing good so far, Sonny boy.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
What do we got?
This is one I've never, ever played out, even though I keep promising myself and people who have heard me play the same four or five songs over and over again for years that I will play out, but I never do. It doesn't really have a name, but I've been calling it Cedar City Breakdown because of a series of events that happened in Cedar City, Utah, to me.
Oh, I think I know this story. All right, go ahead.
That sound in tune to you? Close enough, right? All right.
Close enough for country work, yeah.
Sorry, that's way out of tune. I can't.
All right, wait a minute. Go ahead. You can tune.
Well, all right.
Yeah,
all
right. Now, why were you in Cedar City?
That was part of a tour. I don't want to, because this conversation is going to lead to a whole lot of trash talking, which is something.
Okay, all right, okay. But we'll lapse back to the discussion that music isn't all sweetness and light, especially when you mix human beings into the mix, right?
We'll just say there was a fist fight in the parking lot of a Del Taco, and then some people tried to run me over and threatened to hold my insulin hostage, and I think they should be held accountable for that.
All right, well, let's... Okay, go ahead and play this song. Thank you.
tell me I'm wrong. Dare to say I'm wrong.
Turn back around and you made it back here. Yeah.
Well, it was actually that was more turning back around is what I'm gonna do now that I'm back.
And hit back out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is Sonny Jim Clifford live in studio with me. I got a few more minutes left. I'm gonna play a song. Now you said you were on a couple albums by a band called Coyote Cold, mm-hmm. and we got a tune here called Word to the Wise. Which one do you want to play? You know that one?
You can find 1822. I will say that is maybe the best guitar playing I have ever done and will ever do.
There we go. Okay, let's see. Now this is provided to YouTube by TuneCore. All right, let's see. I don't know what the quality of this is going to be because it's coming off YouTube. Let's try it here.
There should be the album version up there. Yeah, there it is.
I don't know.
Where'd it go?
It sort of disappeared there.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. Okay. Well, it started good.
Yeah.
Let's try this one more time, see if we can bring it up. Okay, it did sound good. Coyote Cold.
Yeah, that was a fun band, man. We did a whole bunch of crazy adventures and...
All right, you can hear the typing here as the DJ tries to bring this right up here. Now, that one just sort of died out right at, let's see if we got here, Far and Wide. Let's see if we have 1822.
Yeah, Far and Wide's from before I joined.
Okay, hold on. Bear with us. This isn't meant to be dead air here. I suppose I could, let's see, Coyote Kill Me. Now, that band was a local band?
We were a local band. We toured a few times and had a whole lot of fun. And
Okay, we had band practice. Oh, you're in this video here. All right.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, oh, here you are playing at the Midway. Let's see if I can get this live one up again. If it fails,
No live videos. You got to get that album up.
No, that's what I mean. Okay, I'm going to try this again. Maybe it won't die.
His time down in the mine, diamonds he might never find, nor any precious stone. Mm-hmm. 135. He spoke to his imaginary wife. Said, I wish I never worked so hard. Honey, why'd I dig so far? And what have I to show? It goes around. Time he finally paid his dues. The old man was walking without shoes. Though he never lost his head, even when he was left for dead, he said, now I know the truth. It goes around.
Was you playing lead guitar in a band called Coyote Kolb some years back, not that long ago though, right?
Yeah, that I'm bad with years and dates, but that album did not come out all maybe 3-4 years ago, so
yeah. You were saying the rig you were playing through was kind of a ghetto rig, sort of.
Yeah, like, you know, I think the whole thing together probably didn't cost much more than $200. It was like one of those Epiphone Valve Junior cabs with one of those like $50 custom Defender heads,
right.
and like an $80 Tysco guitar, and
this is Sonny Jim Clifford in studio with me, Zeke Duckworthy, Radio Zeke. It's about 6 minutes before the hour of noon here in Boston. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, I really like the sound that you had on that. I saw a show a couple of weeks ago. Julie Rhodes opened up for Aaron Lee Tastian at Great Scott, and both of those bands are outstanding. Julie Rhodes, you've played with, have you not?
Yeah, I'm on.
See what I mean? Everybody,
album.
I can't mention anybody that you haven't
seen. Senior release show, I played with her up until then, and then I must have done something wrong because she doesn't call me anymore.
who is her guitar player now?
That's Danny Rome. I don't know if it's the same guy.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, that's Danny Roman. He's awesome.
Yeah, he had a now what you just played here. you had, I'm going to call it professionally speaking, you got a nasty tone out of that guitar, and he gets a nasty tone out of that guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we've got one. Now, you mentioned, real quick, you got a show you want to hype?
Oh, I do, but I can't tell you where it is.
Okay, but you can hit, people like, can hit you up on Facebook at...
At facebook.com/SonnyJimClifford, I think, and I'm probably wrong. But yeah, just type Sonny Jim Clifford into Facebook and you'll find it.
And that would be Sonny, I mean, as in S-O-N-N-Y.
Yeah.
You will not regret this. And anything that you want to find out about the music world, if you're following Sonny Jim, you're going to get advance word to pretty much everything that's going on. Now, you did mention, before I play out here, that you are kind of a fan, and in a formative sense, you were a fan of this band here called Dead Kennedys. Is
yes,
that what we're called here? All right, so we'll
smoked my falsetto away, but you know, when I was singing earlier, you would have heard a little Jello Biafra reference. All right, here we go.
Okay, this is a Holiday in Cambodia. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.